Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us today. The Common Ground Music Festival is back this week in Lansing's Adado Riverfront Park. Current State Scott Pohl is here with a preview. What are some of the top acts coming into town here for this, Scott?
Well, to my mind, based on the current music charts anyway, Meghan Trainor is probably the biggest catch for the festival this year. Now, you may have heard that Meghan Trainor had to cancel a couple of shows late last week because of a hemorrhage on her vocal cords. As you and I talk, her Common Ground show is still on tomorrow night.
Okay.
There seems to be a little something for every musical taste again this year. Like we do from time to time, we invite Ann Erickson of the Lansing State Journal to stop by for a look at the Michigan music scene. So we talked about Meghan Trainor and the other Common Ground headliners. Ann Erickson, welcome back to Current State. Good to have you here again.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Common Ground coming up again in Lansing at Adado Riverfront Park. We're going to work our way through the schedule and talk about some of the acts. Clearly too many acts to talk about them all.
Absolutely. Over more than 40 acts.
It's really amazing how many artists they're able to bring in for this annual outdoor festival. Let's start with the show on Tuesday, July 7th. In some ways, I think the headliner on Tuesday night might be the biggest act of the week on the whole festival schedule, Meghan Trainor.
There's so much buzz about her. And of course, the song All About That Bass blew up so big. And people are really excited about this one, especially younger people.
Yeah. And mostly,
of course.
Mostly girls.
Girls. I didn't want to say it, but.
And she's got another hit that people may be less familiar with than All About the Bass. And that's called Dear Future Husband or something like that.
Yeah,
are you familiar
yeah.
with that? Meghan Trainor is the headliner on Tuesday, July 7th. Let's move on to the show on Wednesday, July 8th, the major act that night, Jane's Addiction. Now, they go back a long ways, and they have a place in music history. Kind of fun to have them coming to Lansing.
Absolutely. And Jane says they're very good live.
That's right.
Try to make a joke there. It's really exciting. It'll be neat to have Dave Navarro and everyone actually here in town. They do put on a really good show. So I just think that this is a great act for anyone who likes that alternative rock stuff, which they should.
That alternative rock stuff. Perry Farrell is the lead singer in Jane's Addiction, and he started the annual Lollapalooza Festival, so he knows his way around festivals.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for years it was a touring festival, but now it's a one-destination festival in Chicago, so it's really neat to have him here at our festival as well.
Well, we're going to play a little Jane's Addiction now, too. Here's Jane Says.
Jane Says, done with Sergio.
We're going to move on from Jane's Addiction on Wednesday night to country music on Thursday night. The band Perry will be at the Common Ground Festival.
Yeah, people are excited about this one. The band is actually wrapping up their third studio album right now. So they're actually in the studio right now in Nashville. And by the time they play Common Ground, they probably will have announced some details on the new album, but probably won't play too much off the album because it won't be out yet. But it'll be neat to have them here right when they're starting to do the big plug for their new music.
That's always kind of fun, hoping that they'll play something new. Any band.
They'll probably play their first single off the new album, I would think.
We're talking with Ann Erickson, the music columnist and things to do reporter with the Lansing State Journal, about the Common Ground Music Festival coming to Adado Riverfront Park in Lansing this week. We've got rock and roll music on Friday the 10th, the Top acts on the bill that night are 3 Days Grace, POD, and Finger Eleven. Can you tell me much about any of these acts?
Absolutely. I've seen all of them in concert many times, I have to say, and they put on a great show.
Which one? All three?
All three.
Okay.
All three. 3 Days Grace, they have a new lead singer. He sounds great, and that band has so many number one hits, and even with the new singer, they're still topping the charts, so that really says something about the strength of the band. POD, of course, is huge Christian rap rock band, and they have some reggae in there. They're just amazing in concert. And Finger Eleven, another band that's been gone for a few years, but they're back now. They have a new album coming out, and they're touring to support it.
You always wonder about a band with a new singer, whether they tried to find someone who sounds like the last singer or if they're trying to take a new direction. Do we know much about that in the case of 3 Days Grace?
Yeah, their new singer actually comes from another modern rock band. So he's played all the circuits. He's known them for years, and he fits perfectly with the band. So it still sounds like 3 Days Grace.
Saturday night is rap night at Common Ground. Snoop Dogg is back for Common Ground this year.
Yeah, he was actually here in 2008, and it was one of the biggest nights ever for the festival. So it's exciting to have him back.
And the last night of the festival is Sunday the 12th. And a couple of interesting acts are coming to town that night. One is Empire of the Sun. We can talk about them if you want, but I'm more interested, frankly, in talking about the Flaming Lips because they are so eccentric. And seeing them outdoors in Lansing, that's something a lot of people are looking forward to.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were pleasantly surprised when the festival booked the Flaming Lips because they're such a unique band that you don't always hear of playing huge festivals like this.
I think it'd be a good idea for anyone interested in this show to go look for some video footage, not just listen to the Flaming Lips somewhere, but go watch videos of them in performance to get an idea of what you're in for on Sunday night.
I know a girl who thinks a ghost. She'll make you breakfast. She'll make you toast. But she don't use butter. She don't use cheese. She don't use jelly.
We're talking with the music columnist and Things to Do reporter from the Lansing State Journal, Ann Erickson. Ann, I wanted to ask you about the what you might call the undercard, so to speak, at Common Ground. Some of the acts that aren't headliners, but acts that you want to make sure people are aware of, maybe make sure you get there early enough to see them. Are there some acts like that you want to point us to?
There are a lot of great local bands that have been booked this year. As always, Common Ground always reaches out to local acts. Just a few of them, Mr. Denton on Doomsday, they're a great Lansing rock band. The Blat Pack, they've been on for several years. They're a Michigan hip-hop collective, and they have really positive, great hip-hop tunes. Anna, they're a grunge band out of Flint that I like. Flint Eastwood out of Detroit, they're a great alternative rock band. Another great Detroit alternative band, Mike Maines and the Branches. So just some really great local bands. I would highly suggest that you get there to check out the local talent.
All right. So, Ann, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. If I was to ask you, I can only go one night. I don't care which night it is. What one night would you point me to? Which one show maybe should I make a point of seeing at Common Ground this year?
That's a great question. I really think it depends on your musical taste. So if you're a country fan, of course, go see the band Perry. If you like modern rock, go see 3 Days Grace. If you like more 90s alternative rock type stuff, Jane's Addiction. So I really think it depends on your musical taste.
One last thing I want to ask you about, Anne, is I know you've gone to the festival many times over the years. Do you have one or two memories from past Common Ground festivals that when you think Common Ground, they're the first thoughts that pop into your head? What are some of your favorites from past festivals?
Man, that's a really good question. One that really stands out to me was when the festival brought Stone Temple Pilots, and it was just a few months or maybe about a year after Scott Weiland joined back up with the band. And so it was a big deal. They were coming, and it was a great show. I mean, they just sounded amazing, and they put on put on such a good show. And so that one really sticks into my mind. And of course, now Scott Weiland isn't with the band anymore and they have Chester Bennington. So it's really special that they came when they still had Scott as their lead singer. A few other bands that I really enjoyed over the years, Seether, Shinedown, and Alice Cooper. Because
Alice
what's not
Cooper.
To like about Alice Cooper?
Ann Erickson is the music columnist and Things to Do reporter with the Lansing State Journal. Always great to see you.
Thanks. Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.